Before we begin, I would like to thank Jeremiah for suggesting this case. It was December 11, 1994, when 4-year-old Dewan Sims went shopping with his mother at Wonderland Mall in Livonia, Michigan. Shoppers were getting ready for Christmas, which was just 2 weeks away. Dewana Harris and her son Dewan arrived about 2 p.m. to do some holiday shopping. They started their trip at Target, where the pair looked at videotapes and browsed for a few minutes before heading to the corridor linking Target to Wonderland Mall, where they planned to meet up with Beverly Harris, Dewana's mother, and Dewan's grandmother. Beverly Harris was a City of Detroit fire inspector working part-time at the mall that holiday season. As they walked, Dewan and his mother chatted and looked into various shops. Dewana paused in front of the mall's toy store and looked down at Dewan to ask him something, except Dewan wasn't there. She looked around and didn't see her little boy. Dewan was nowhere in sight. Dewana began looking for her son. She checked the toy store, the food court, and other areas of the mall. She would tell police that she searched for 30 minutes before stopping a mall employee and reporting that her young son had vanished. Mall security joined the search, and the group spent an hour looking for the young boy. After informing mall security about her missing child, Dewana found her mother, Beverly Harris, working at Lady Foot Locker, and told her that Dewan was missing. Livonia police were called in to assist in the search and take a report. Dewan had been missing about an hour before the police were brought in. Within minutes, half a dozen police officers, joined by mall security, performed a thorough search of the entire mall and the mall parking lot. A group of security and police searched the mall. Additional teams searched the parking lots on the north and south sides of the mall. This was a large undertaking. Wonderland Mall had a multi-screen movie theater at one end and a large Montgomery Ward store at the other. Being 2 weeks before Christmas, the mall was busy, packed with shoppers getting ready for the holiday. Employees at all of the stores inside the mall were given a description of Dewan and asked to keep an eye out for him. They were instructed to notify police or mall security immediately if he was spotted. Keep in mind, it's 1994. While some shoppers may have carried a cell phone, it's not likely that Dewan had one. Also, no camera phone for quick access to photos of a missing child. You may be wondering why a Code Adam wasn't activated. If you aren't familiar with the term, Code Adam is named for Adam Walsh, a child who vanished from a Sears store in Hollywood, Florida in 1981. Adam's severed head was found in a canal about 10 days after he disappeared. His body was never recovered. Adam's father is John Walsh. You may know of him as an advocate for missing children and the host of America's Most Wanted. In a Code Adam, entrances and exits are monitored and a notification is made over the public address system giving the name of the missing child and a description of what they are wearing. As Dewana didn't report him missing for at least 30 minutes, it may have been too late to put a Code Adam in place. At the time, the Target store at Wonderland Mall was equipped with video surveillance. Cameras that connected to video recording systems monitored store entrances. Two officers from the Livonia Police Department joined Target loss prevention staff and Dewan's mother in the security office to watch video of when Dewana entered the store with her son. As the group watched, a black female holding the hand of a small boy came into the frame. Dewana pointed at the screen. "There we are. I'm telling him, Dewan, we aren't buying videotapes today. The lines are too long. Now let's go see your grandmother." Livonia police looked closely at the woman on the screen. She was wearing a baseball cap and a brown coat with a hood. They looked back at Dewana Harris in her black jacket with her head uncovered. They pointed out the discrepancy between what she was wearing, a black jacket with no hood, and what the woman in the videotape was wearing, a brown hood, a baseball cap with a white logo on it. Dewana did not respond. Police asked her again, and she said, "It's not a hood, it's the collar on my jacket." They asked her about the cap. She told them that maybe it wasn't her and Dewan after all. Dewana then rejoined those who were looking for her son. The two officers continued viewing the videotapes, hoping for a glimpse of the boy. There was no sign of Dewan in any of the tapes. December 11th was a Sunday, and the mall closed at 6 p.m., although Target would remain open until much later that night. Livonia police asked Dewana Harris to return with them to the police department. She was free to go home. She agreed to go with them to the police station. On Monday, December 12th, tracking dogs were brought in to help search for the child. Meanwhile, Dewana Harris was given a polygraph and then another on December 13th. She failed both of them. Granted, polygraphs aren't always admissible in court, and in 1988, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that a polygraph test cannot be used to establish the innocence of a defendant, but this would be another strike against Dewan's mother. Dewan's father was also brought in for questioning. Investigators determined that he did not have any information pertinent to the case. With written permission from Dewana Harris, police searched her car. Officers from the Wayne County Sheriff's Department scoured area parks on foot and on horseback looking for Dewan. Five separate agencies were involved in the search at this point: Livonia Police, Wayne County Sheriff's Department, Michigan State Police, Detroit Police, and the FBI. In the weeks and months after his disappearance, police interviewed dozens of people, witnesses, relatives, friends, babysitters, mall employees. They spent hours at Wonderland Mall interviewing employees, but couldn't find anyone who had seen the little boy in the blue coat. They checked additional surveillance footage from the mall and the Target store. They never saw Dewan Sims. Two witnesses said they saw Dewana Harris arrive at the mall around 3:30 p.m. and that she was alone, arriving at the mall without her young son. Livonia police also spent hours interviewing and some say interrogating Dewana Harris. By Thursday, December 15th, more than 40 members of law enforcement from multiple agencies were involved in the case. More than 100 tips had come in. The Wonderland Mall campus and surrounding neighborhood was searched three times, hoping for a clue that would lead them to Dewan. Livonia police lieutenant Pete Kunst admitted that investigators were disheartened by the lack of leads. They released a photograph of Dewana Harris's car, a red 1991 Ford Thunderbird, hoping someone would recall seeing something useful to the investigation. On December 19th, police descended on the home of Beverly Harris, Dewana's mother and Dewan's grandmother. They arrived without a warrant, and Ms. Harris let them in, saying, "They're looking for signs of him. They are doing what they are supposed to do." Police spent hours searching the house and yard for clues as to the whereabouts of the child. Since his disappearance, Dewana Harris had been staying with her mother. Officials representing Wonderland Mall offered a $5,000 reward for information. The Phoenix, an organization of Detroit firefighters, also stepped up, offering additional money to supplement the reward. Victor Jackson, the boyfriend of Dewana Harris, was interviewed by police on at least two occasions. Police called these interviews routine. By December 21st, Livonia police told the press, quote, "We have no evidence that Dewan Sims was at Wonderland Mall, nor has anyone come forward to place him at the mall." On December 22nd, a woman called Detroit police reporting that Dewan was being held hostage at a home in her neighborhood. Police responded to the scene and found that this was a hoax. The woman was ticketed for filing a false report. On December 23rd, Detroit police spent hours searching Grand Lawn Cemetery off Grand River Avenue in Detroit after a tip that his body had been dumped there. Nothing useful to the investigation was discovered. In late December, Dewana remarked that police weren't doing all they could to locate her son. She blamed the Susan Smith case, which dominated the news in the fall and winter of 1994. For those of you who are not familiar with this case, in October 1994, a woman in South Carolina named Susan Smith claimed she had been carjacked by a black man who raced off with her car, which contained her sons, 14-month-old Alex and 3-year-old Michael. By early November, she admitted there was no carjacking. She had rolled the car into a lake, drowning the young children. She had killed her boys because she was romantically involved with someone outside of her marriage. She wanted to be free to pursue the relationship. Smith remains in prison and will be eligible for parole in 2024. Reading through news reports at the time, I see people on both sides of the issue, both police and Dwan's family, bringing up the Susan Smith case. In late 1994, there was an announcement that Dwanna Harris was under investigation for welfare fraud. Details are scarce, but it appears that she was collecting welfare both in Florida and in Michigan. Meanwhile, a multi-agency task force, including officers from Livonia Police, Detroit Police, and the FBI, took on Dwan's case and waded through more than 1,000 tips, but none of them led to the little boy. Just before Dwan's fifth birthday in October of 1995, a federal grand jury looked at the case, but they were not able to move it forward. In November of 1995, a letter was sent to police and news organizations about the disappearance. This letter, postmarked November 2nd, claimed financial conflicts led to Dwan's family making a plan for him to disappear, and that he was dead, his body placed in a dumpster just 2 days after he was reported missing. The letter was investigated by law enforcement, but it too appeared to be a hoax. In 1996, Dwanna Harris, now Dwanna Jackson, pled guilty to assault of her husband, Victor Jackson, during a domestic dispute in their Westland, Michigan residence. She had threatened her husband with two kitchen knives during an argument involving care of their daughter and his child from a previous relationship. Livonia police said they had no interest in the Westland incident, but news of her arrest did lead to three new tips in the case. In 1999, the remains of a young African-American child were discovered near Atlanta, Georgia. Law enforcement was hopeful that they had finally discovered what had happened to Dwan Sims. Blood samples were taken from Dwan's mother and grandmother to compare against the remains. Also in 1999, police searched Hines Park, which is located in Wayne County, just a few miles south of Wonderland Mall. Investigators uncovered some bones and other evidence. Neither of these promising leads led them any closer to finding out what became of Dwan Sims. Tragedy seemed to follow the Harris family. In 2002, 27-year-old Lakeisha Harris, the niece of Beverly Harris and cousin of Dwanna Harris, died during a suspicious fire in her Detroit home. Thankfully, Lakeisha's 5-year-old son was not at home during the blaze. In February 2003, Wonderland Mall closed permanently. It has since reopened as a strip of stores and restaurants. The Target store is still there. It's relocated and remodeled, but you can still visit it. Many were hopeful that some clue would be discovered during the extensive remodeling and excavating done at the site as the mall transformed. Sadly, no evidence of Dwan, a 4-year-old boy with chubby cheeks and a sweet smile, was ever found. In 2007, 13 years after his disappearance, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children released an age progression photo of Dwan. Law enforcement was hopeful that if he was alive, he or someone who knew him might recognize him from the picture. Dwanna Harris has since remarried, had more children, and moved out of state. She maintains her innocence and insists that Dwan was with her that day, that they browsed the videotapes at Target before heading in to Wonderland Mall where he vanished without a trace. Dwanna Harris is now in her late 40s and says she hopes that one day her little boy will come home. Livonia police have no evidence showing Dwan ever set foot in Wonderland Mall on December 11, 1994. In the 2 decades since he vanished, investigators have retired and the case has changed hands. Using eyewitness testimony, video surveillance from Target, and areas inside the mall, police concluded that on December 11, 1994, Dwanna Harris arrived at Wonderland Mall without her child. Detective Sergeant Shelley Holloway of the Livonia Police talks about the video from December 11th saying, quote, "You see Dwanna Harris walking around, not reacting or concerned that her son is missing." At the time of his disappearance, Dwan was 4 years old, with black hair and brown eyes. He was approximately 3 feet tall and weighed 50 pounds. He was wearing black Fila sneakers, blue sweatpants, and a blue winter jacket. If he is alive today, he would be 25 years old. The Livonia police are still investigating his disappearance. If you have information about Dwan Sims, you can reach the Livonia Police Department at 734-466-2470 or make a report to the missing kids hotline at 1-800-THE-LOST.
First, this is Dewan Sims. He was last seen in Livonia, Michigan, December 1994. If you have any information on Dewan, call the number on your screen.
Till you find out what happened to your child, till you know what happened to your child and you can bury those remains somewhere with dignity.
Thank you for listening to the Already Gone podcast. You can subscribe to the Already Gone podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at Already Gone Pod. Visit our website at www.alreadygonepodcast.com. I welcome your feedback, suggestions for episodes, and reviews. As this is a new podcast, I appreciate your patience and understanding as we find our footing. Thank you for listening. Be safe.